one of the many examples Cash used to explain the concept of social marketing was the lack of organ donors in this country, which kills 18 people every single day. Earlier this month, Facebook launched a tool to support organ donations, something that stems directly from Cash's work. Cash, wherever you are here, we're all grateful for your dedication. So it wasn't really that long ago when I was sitting where you are, but the world has changed an awful lot. My section, Section B, tried to have HBS's first online class. We had to use an AOL chat room and dial-up service. Your parents can explain to you later what dial-up service is. We had to pass out a list of our screen names because it was unthinkable to put your real name on the internet. And it never worked. It kept crashing and kicking all of us off because the world just wasn't set up for 90 people to communicate at once online. For a few brief moments, though, we glimpsed the future. A future where technology would power who we are and connect us to our real colleagues, our real family, our real friends. It used to be that in order to reach more people than you could talk to in a day, you had to be rich and famous and powerful, be a celebrity, a politician, a CEO. But that's not true today. Now ordinary people have voice, not